Welcome to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.
Hello, and welcome to our program, Christ as the Light in the Darkness of Sin. That is our world today, as it has been from the very beginning of time. It's good to be with you here on WISP, serving Doylestown, Trenton, and Philadelphia. In a cartoon, Dennis the Menace was asked by his frustrated mother, "Weren't you listening to what I just told you?" And Dennis replied, "Sure I was listening. I just wasn't paying any attention." Well, that's the way it is quite often, I fear, with many of us who are Catholics. We are not always paying attention to our faith. We're Dennis the Menaces, listening but not paying attention. What's wrong with the Catholic Church? Too many Catholics, fathers, mothers, children, even bishops and priests, are aware that Catholic Christianity is unique in making demands on the morality of its believers. Demands that are beyond human nature alone to live up to. That's nothing new. It's been true from the time of Jesus when he lived on earth. The most difficult demands, I dare say, are the practice of Christian chastity and charity. The teachings of the Church are from God. They can't be taken lightly. God knows we can endanger our souls and hurt ourselves in other ways if we sin. To overcome the evils that we all face today requires a superhuman effort. Only God can do it. And that is why all of us, college-age adults and older adults, as well as bishops and priests, need the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ that he gave us in Holy Communion, to be with us forever, to help us when nothing else or no one else can help us. When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we touch the divine, and the divine touches us. The Gospel of St. John calls us to pay attention. In the Eucharist, we touch God, and God touches us. There is no other way. The Eucharist makes Christ physically present to us just as he was 2,000 years ago when he walked the earth. Only Christ can make it possible for us to live a good Christian life. Only Christ can make us what he calls every one of us to be, saints. God loves you. He doesn't want any of you to ruin your lives. But you, young and old, need the help that God offers you. Use the help that he has given you. Don't be a Dennis the Menace, saying you listen to what Jesus tells you in the gospel, but you don't pay any attention. No, that's important. That is necessary if we are to have a good, honest faith, faith in God. And in order to achieve that, we need prayer. We need to turn to God. We need the Eucharist, especially when Jesus himself comes to us, just as he came to the various people in the gospel, as he preached and taught when he was on earth. Yes, prayer is essential. Lord Jesus, by your body and blood, you have purchased for yourself a new people. We adore you and beseech you. Remember your people, Lord. Our King and our Redeemer, hear the praises of your church in this day. Teach her to glorify your majesty without ceasing. You are our hope and our strength. In you we trust. May we never despair. Look kindly upon our weakness and hasten to our aid, for without you we can do nothing. Remember the poor and the afflicted. Do not let this day be a burden to them, but a consolation and a joy. And so we pray as we turn to you, our loving Father. God our Father, yours is the beauty of creation and the good things you have given us. Help us in this day joyfully to live with you and to spend our day in loving service of you and of our fellow human beings. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, the light of the world, who lives and reigns with you, our loving Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to be with you, and I ask you, please, to remember me in your prayers, as I will also pray for you, asking God to give you a greater understanding of your faith in every way, so that that faith will produce what God desires it to do, your love for him, just as he loves you. And so, for WISP, I say thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You have been listening to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.